From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. An additional 30,000 U.S. troops are headed to Afghanistan, and senior administration officials say NATO will also contribute a significant number of fresh troops to the war. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The first Marines will arrive as early as Christmas. All 30,000 extra U.S. troops will be in Afghanistan by next summer. The new forces will include two or three more combat brigades and thousands of trainers. That's according to administration officials who briefed reporters as President Obama prepares to address the nation tonight in a primetime address. The officials say Mr. Obama will stress that the U.S. commitment is not open-ended and that he will start bringing troops home by July of 2011. But the president will not set a deadline for ending the war. The pace of withdrawal will be dictated by events on the ground. NATO allies are also expected to contribute more troops. The Obama administration is hoping for a formal announcement from NATO on Friday. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Officials with the Florida Highway Patrol announced today they are issuing golfer Tiger Woods a careless driving citation. That's in connection with a car crash outside his Orlando area mansion last week. Sergeant Kim Montez is with the Florida Highway Patrol.
Despite the celebrity status of Mr. Woods, the Florida Highway Patrol has completed its investigation in the same professional manner that it strives to complete each traffic crash investigation.
Woods was injured after reportedly smashing his SUV into a fire hydrant and a tree early Friday morning. Woods' wife told police she used a golf club to smash out the vehicle's back windows and free her husband. Woods has declined to speak about rumors surrounding the accident. The battered U.S. auto market showed some signs of stabilizing last month, NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Toyota sales rose more than 2% compared to November a year ago. Sales at Ford, the healthiest of the Detroit companies, were flat. General Motors, now majority owned by American taxpayers, saw a 2% drop. And Chrysler, which also enjoyed a government bailout, saw sales plunge 25%. The numbers suggest the auto market is recovering slowly, but it still remains dramatically smaller than it was just several years ago. And analysts say any big increases seem unlikely soon, with the nation struggling with an unemployment rate over 10%. While the recession has savaged most car makers, it has provided opportunity for a few. Hyundai, the Korean economy brand which once drew laughs, saw sales jump 46% from a year ago. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
GM, meanwhile, has announced it's in the market for a new president and CEO. That follows an unexpected announcement today. The GM chief executive Fritz Henderson will leave the automaker. The departure comes after a meeting of GM's 13-member board. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 126 points today. This is NPR. Pentagon supplier Northrop Grumman announced today the company will team up with academic researchers to try and address the growing threat of cyber attacks to U.S. computer networks. The academic research group will include Carnegie Mellon, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Purdue. The initiative is the latest from a U.S. defense contractor targeted at the growing threat to U.S. security posed by online hackers and others. Northrop recently made news with a report that implicated Chinese authorities in extensive cyber activities against the U.S. Jurors reached a verdict today in the theft trial of Baltimore City Mayor Sheila Dixon. Donna Marie Owens from member station WYPR reports.
After more than 6 days of deliberations, a jury of 9 women and 3 men found Sheila Dixon guilty on one count of embezzlement. The mayor was accused of spending holiday gift cards intended for the needy on herself and others. The mayor was found not guilty of 3 other counts, including theft and misconduct in office. Jurors could not reach a decision on a 5th count. Outside the courthouse, Dixon spoke briefly.
So this city will continue to run, and the citizens will be assured and feel confident that we won't miss a step.
State Prosecutor Robert Rohrbaugh also spoke.
Anytime a sitting mayor is convicted, it really is a sad day for the citizens of Baltimore.
Legal questions continue to swirl as to whether the mayor must step down immediately. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens in Baltimore.
The coach with the second-best record in college football history is preparing to throw in the towel. 80-year-old Florida State coach Bobby Bowden is expected to officially retire after Florida State plays in a bowl game. Bowden will leave with 388 wins over a 44-year career. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.